A reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 6, 8-10, and chapter 7, 54-59. Stephen, full of grace and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. Then some of those who belonged to the synagogue of the freedmen, as it is called, Syrians, Alexandrians, and others of those from Cilicia and Asia, stood up and argued with Stephen. But they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. When they heard these things, they became enraged and ground their teeth at Stephen. But filled with the Holy Spirit, he gazed into heaven, saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they covered their ears, and with a loud shout, all rushed together against him. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witness laid their coats at the feet of the young man called Saul. While they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Yesterday we celebrated the birth of our Savior Jesus, who came to the world to bring peace. Today we are reminded of the first martyr in the church, Saint Stephen, who because of his preaching was stoned to death. We wonder why the church puts this feast of Saint Stephen after Christmas Day. The church reminds us of reality of Jesus' life, of Christians' life in the early church, and our lives today after 2,000 years of the birth of Christ. The reading today reminds us that Christmas leads to the cross. Jesus and many Christian lives are similar. Jesus was persecuted, mocked, tortured, humiliated on the cross, and put to death. Stephen was also persecuted, mocked, tortured, and then killed. Some Christians in Iraq in the past few years have been persecuted, mocked, tortured, humiliated, and some killed. Just like Stephen, the Christians are being killed because of their faith in Jesus. We are told in the Acts of the Apostles that Stephen was one of the seven men who were selected to serve the tables, and he also was a preacher filled with the Holy Spirit and wisdom. But the crowd did not like what Stephen said, and they closed their ears when Stephen said that he sees the heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Sometimes we also act like the crowd that Stephen tried to preach to. Sometimes we don't want to hear the message of Jesus, the message that urges to do justice, to bring about peace and equality for all people, and to love and share our gifts with others. We don't want to hear it because it requires us to work, to take a stand, and to help those in need. Most of all, we don't want to hear the message because we want to think of our own world as being perfect. The Christmas message that Jesus brought to our world is everlasting life for all people, and we are the ones who need to carry on the message to others. Let us allow God to work through us and give us wisdom of understanding to preach the word of God.